your season.
Amen.
Stop fighting your season. The season that God have you in, accept it.
Amen.
Accept your season. Amen. Amen. We go, key scripture is coming from Genesis 8 and 22 and Daniel 2 and 21. We're going to read Genesis 8 and 22. Accept your season.
Amen.
Stop fighting your season.
Amen.
Is our season going to be perfect? No. But accept your season.
Amen.
God got you in a certain season. Accept that season.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Accept that God is doing something in that season for you. Yes. Genesis 8 and 22 says what?
As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night.
Amen. Plant and heat, summer and winter, day and night. When we think about seasons, we think about the natural and carnal seasons, right?
Right.
But there are many seasons.
Amen.
Throughout the seasons, there are many seasons. Amen.
Amen.
Go to Daniel 2 and 21. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Read.
He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings.
Amen.
He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars.
Amen.
Amen.
He set up one and take one down.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all ever heard that? What go up must come down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
What go up must come down.
That's right.
The only thing that stay up is God.
Amen.
The president that we got ain't gonna be the president forever.
Amen.
He gonna come down.
That's
and
there's right.
gonna be another president.
Yes.
He set up Saul and put up David, huh?
Yes, he did.
Took Saul down, set David up.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Amen.
There are kings and queens that will be up and then they will be down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When we define, accept, because I say accept your season. When we define accept, amen. What are we talking about when we say accept? Accept. A-C-C-E-P-T. Accept.
To wholeheartedly embrace.
She said to wholeheartedly embrace. This is Q&A. We always, the reason why I go through this at the beginning of our service is because everybody have a different propensity of understanding. Everybody's understanding is different. We have different Bibles we read from, but long as it's the Word of God.
Amen.
Because we want everybody to understand what we're talking about.
Amen.
And we want it to make sense to everybody. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
So this morning, we are going to go break it down. Accept. Anybody else have a definition for accept?
Acknowledge it as truth.
Amen. Acknowledging Amen. As the truth.
Amen.
That's very good.
Very good.
Anybody on Zoom? You want to give me what the word accept means? Come on, this is Ashley. Brother Thaddeus, you want to expound on what the word accept means?
Can you hear me? I don't think you can hear me.
Can you hear us?
He might be at work.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you're at work, then that's okay. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Ashley, would you like to expound on acceptance?
Nothing comes to mind right now.
She said nothing comes to mind. Anybody else? Acceptance. Anybody? Accept. When we accept something. Amen?
Amen.
Accept. A constant to receive a thing offered. Constantly receiving a thing that's offered. We need to constantly receive Christ.
Amen.
Because he offered himself to us. He offered up a sacrifice of himself. So we have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
To the king, the keys to the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
He says, believe. It says to believe or come to recognize an opinion, an explanation as a valid or correct time offered. Acceptance. I accept God.
Amen.
He offered himself to me and I accept him.
Yes, amen.
If you accept God, say, I accept God.
I accept God.
So when you accept God, you got to accept what come with it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
You got to accept what comes with him. Not only just accepting him, you got to accept the season you in.
That's right.
If he puts you in that season and you accept him, that means you accept the season.
Amen.
If he puts you in a season of lack, it's a reason for it.
Yes, yes.
He want to show you how you're going to get out of it.
Yes.
So you can trust me. You're building your trust. If he puts you in a season of grief, he knows how to heal you to get you over it. He want to see where you can sit down. It was a time when my son got killed, right? I was in a season of grief when my son got killed. But I knew instantly when God delivered me from the grief.
Yes, yes.
Because I felt different. I knew my season had passed the grief.
Yes,
yes. A year ago, I lost pastor.
Mm-hmm.
After 31 years, we just buried our pastor, right? He died.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a season of grief.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew instantly when God, it passed over me. Every now and then, I get an inclination of grief, and I start crying, and I can't let it go. But after that cry, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can feel my season pass.
Yes, yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Accept the season that God have you in. Amen?
Amen.
Because he working on something in your life.
Yes, yes.
Season. When we talk about season, what are we talking about? When we talk about the word season. Anybody? Sister Administrator Layton.
I was going to say Tony Sastry, but I know that's not.
She said Tony Sastry.
A period of time. A brief period of time.
Amen. Yes. Going.
Amen.
I know that's right. Some food.
Amen.
When we're talking about seasons, can my Zoomers hear me? Amen. We talking about, amen,
breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Yes.
Sister Shay. A temporary fix.
I like that. Go
Shay. Hey, go.
That's what I'm talking about. Go Shay.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you could hear us.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
I hear everything y'all saying. I just can't, you know, because I'm kind of, I'm working at the same time. So I'm on time. I hear anything y'all saying.
All right, thank you. Thank you for letting us know. The brothers on top of stuff.
Amen.
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 Amen. Season. When we talk about season, what are we talking about? We know that it's winter, spring, summer, fall,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But when we're talking about God's season in your life, what are we talking about? Think about it.
God's season?
Yeah. Exactly what it is, time in life. It's maybe like the chapter that you're going through.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I was going to say, this is the time when you let God take the wheel. That's the season he's putting you in.
Amen. Thank you for those words.
Amen.
Temporary.
Amen. Amen. Just a brief moment. Huh?
Yes, yes.
You ever heard trouble don't last all week?
Yes, yes.
Because it don't.
Amen. Amen.
We have our good days outweigh our what?
Bad days.
Yeah. We have more happy days than sad days, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. That's a good God. God know we couldn't stand all those sad days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he give us, see how good God is? Amen. He give us more happy days.
Yes.
So
yes.
When the sad ones come, we could appreciate the happy ones.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
He give us more sunny days than rainy days.
Yes, Jesus.
Huh? So when the sun come out, we say, oh God, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm so glad. It's hot out here, but I'm glad to see the sun.
Amen.
Because the heat and the rain is miserable. It don't cool you off. It just steam you up.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Season is based on a change in a period of time. In your life. It's based on a change and a period of time. How many of us like change? Not me. I'm going to tell you. I need to. When you got out them streets and left them clubs alone, that was hard. Because that was a change you had to make. You was like, Lord, when I get out them streets and stop drinking, smoking, and clubbing, I'm going to be so bored. What I'm going to do? Mm. Amen?
Amen.
But you had to make a change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, low down dirty Susan. When you had to leave old low down backyard Susan, back door Susan, you had to make a change.
Amen.
And say, Lord, let me go get the good Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Genesis Jennifer. Lord, I got to put old back door Susan up and get Genesis Jennifer. I got to leave her alone. Mm-hmm. Joe, you had to let Joe go. Joe had to go and hit the back door. you didn't want to let him go. But you had to let him go. And that change was hard. Mm-hmm. None of us want to change. Anybody sitting here saying they want to change, they lying. Mm-hmm. I'm the co-pastor, and I can say it's very difficult to change. To stop eating fried chicken after 6 o'clock. You want that fried chicken.
Amen.
You want that greasy hamburger with your cholesterol. Nothing like some good cholesterol. some good clogging up Popeye's fried chicken to clog your arteries. Amen.
Amen.
Some high diabetes sweet tea. That's the truth.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's hard to change.
Yes.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. Mm-hmm. Nobody can hear and sit here and say, Lord, I just want to stop eating all this and start eating vegetables, fruits, and big fish. The devil is a lie.
I know that's right.
Yeah, it'd be fried. And some grease. And I ain't talking about no corn oil and olive oil. I'm talking about in some good old cheap vegetable oil from the Walmart. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Amen. Amen.
Seasons. When I talked to God about this, he told me to tell you the people of God have to accept the season, but not get stuck in the season.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Accept the season, but not get stuck in the season.
Amen.
Because you know what? After we go through all that to change, stop eating the grease. Stop doing this, go on to exercise, do what we need to do to take care of ourselves. Then we get stuck.
That's right.
And we don't want to move to the next season. Mm-hmm. Okay, stop doing the 1, 2, 3 and start jogging now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He tell you to go to the next thing. You ever tried to lose weight and you just plateaued?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know why you stuck? Because now you got to do something even more aggressive and intentional.
Yes.
To lose the next pound. Crack it up. Amen. It's the truth.
Amen.
And you're like, Lord, now I know I ain't gonna make it. And they will get you. You see these little perky young women, and they got on these little tights way up here, and the little tiny, tiny little gym shirt, and they're running past you. And you just want to sit unmentionable. Do the unspeakable to them. Because they done passed you up. But they, but they put the time in.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Or you go to the gym and they're on the next treadmill next to you. And you just trotting along. Then you pick it up a little bit. Because you've got your little energy. And they're doing this. Like some type of pony. This could slap them off. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're doing it on purpose. So you try to go ease next to somebody twice your age. So you can show them up. And then pass you up. Grandma and grandpa be having me going on. Y'all don't know these people been in their season and changed for years. Yes. Now they're in the next season.
Yes.
And we what? Stuck. Amen?
Amen.
You may think this is an oxymoron, what I'm saying. And if anybody know what an oxymoron is, it's a figure of speech in which apparently is contradictory to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying accept your season and change. But don't get stuck. That sound like, I'm accept my season and change and don't get stuck in it. You can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because while you in your season, I'm going to tell you a recipe. And I'm going to tell you what you can do in that season so you can prepare yourself for the season to come. Because see, every season you in is for the next season.
Yes.
That's good. Yes.
It's not for you to stay in.
Yes.
That's why it's called the what? Season. Mm. It ain't for you to stay there. It's for you to constantly keep moving.
Amen.
And not get stuck. Amen.
Amen.
It sounds like an oxymoron. It sounds like it does not make sense, but it does. God says there are times and seasons when God will tell you to stand still in your season. Go to Exodus 14 and 13. He'll tell you to stand still. He'll tell you, you know what? You just need to keep still right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know why he's telling you that? Because he ain't finished with you.
Amen.
That's right.
Exodus 14 and 13.
But Moses told the people, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again.
Amen. Amen.
Stand still and watch him eliminate what need to be eliminated.
Yes.
Watch him place what need to be placed. You just take your place.
Yes.
Amen.
Find yourself in a place to take your place so you'll know what place you're going to be in. Amen. I know I say some stuff that's all, you know, but I like I tell them all the time, I got to record myself because I might not be able to say it again.
Yeah.
But guess what? That's what God said.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 46 and 10.
Amen.
46 and 10.
Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world.
Amen.
And if you following a daddy that's being honored, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to be honored.
Amen.
Yes.
Because that's your daddy. That's your father.
Yes.
And he said he everything that belongs to him belongs to you. You have his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So if the father is cursed, the children cursed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if the father is blessed, the children blessed.
Amen. Amen.
If you bless, you're going to be blessed in your season. And you stay in that season until God move you to the next season. You can't help but be blessed in that season. Because you're doing what he told you to do. You where he told you to be. Amen. In Joshua 10 and 12. Go to Joshua 10 and 12. God is so awesome. Don't you know in the seasons that God have us in, he command the moon and the sun?
Yes, yes.
Did y'all hear on the news the other day where they said, I think that was Wednesday or Thursday. They said that was going to be the longest day of the year. Jesus. Where it wasn't going to get dark till 9 or 10 o'clock. Mm.
Jesus.
Now, who you think did that?
God.
Joshua 10 and 12 says what?
On the day the Lord gave the Israelites victory over the Amorites, Joshua prayed to the Lord in front of all the people of Israel. He said, "Let the sun stand still over Gibeon, and the moon over the valley of Ajalon."
Ajalon. God is so amazing.
Yes,
he commands the sun in your season, the sun of light. He commands light in your season. And when the moon comes, he gives you some light when it's dark.
Amen.
That's how good he is. Yeah. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Even when it's dark with God, it's light with God. Yes. That's what he's telling you. When the moon, he put the moon out to give you some light in a dark place. Yes. So in your season, when it's dark, amen, he going to give you some light. Yeah. Yeah. He know how to turn the light on in your darkness. Yeah. In your season. Yes. Remember, I said stand still and not get complacent or procrastinate. When we standing still, that don't mean we get complacent. Work through it. Yes. Work during that time.
Yes.
Find out what in that season what you need to know. Find out where your hands can be busy.
Amen.
Where your mind could be on good thoughts, all the good fruits of the spirit. And when God tell you to move in your season, move. Don't say, "Oh, I don't know if that's God saying to me." Oh, da 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 da. Second guessing God, being double-minded. What they say about a double-minded man, he is what?
Unstable in all his ways.
Unstable. You vacillating in your season. God is not the author of confusion.
No, he's not.
He is never going to tell you to go left and you're supposed to go right. Uh-uh. If you're supposed to go left, you're going left. If you're supposed to go right, you're going right. Wherever you find yourself at right now, it's not a mistake.
That's right.
That's where God wants you. He orchestrated that for you.
Yes.
Because of the season you in. Because it's a sometime we in a season where we just don't even pay attention to God. Mm-hmm. And then one morning we'll wake up and we hear him. Mm-hmm. And you know we hear him because he's going to keep warning you. Mm-hmm. Until you make a move. He gonna stay right there, like a mosquito, and just keep on biting on you, biting on you, biting on you, until you either slap him or listen, pluck him off, put the medicine on, and keep it going. It's a difference in being complacent and procrastinating. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
During the time in your season of change and acceptance, there are things that need to be done. And I want you to write these things down that need to be done. Because certain things need to be done in your season of waiting on God. First of all, I just say, the first thing, have a singleness of mind.
Amen.
Have a mind and stop being double-minded. Have a singleness of mind. James 1 and 8. Mm-hmm. Somebody's mic is on Zoom, is moving a lot.
Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do.
Amen.
Amen.
You gonna serve God or Baal? Mm-hmm. What you doing? You gonna sit on the fence and cross over, or you gonna stay on the fence? Mm-hmm. And one leg gonna be on sin, and one leg gonna be in the church. What you doing? God tell you to go left, you gonna stay in the middle, or you gonna go left? God tell you to go right, you gonna stay in the middle, or you gonna go right? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Go to James 4:8. See, I back everything I say with the word of God, with the scripture. Because I want people to know I ain't sitting here making this stuff up.
Amen.
It's what God is telling us.
Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world.
Amen. Wash your hands and stop dividing your loyalties.
Amen.
How are you going to get out of your season if you got divided loyalties? One day you listen to God, one day you listen to the devil. One day you listen to what God tells you, one day you listen to your friend. Let me tell you something. When God tells you something, that's what you do.
Amen.
Stop vacillating on what the word say. Go to the word and study yourself. Study to show thyself approved. Look in the word and see what the word tells you to do. Amen. I tell people in a minute, and I don't know how many times I say, I'll listen to you all day what you tell me. But I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'll listen to you all day long, but I'm going to do what God tell me at the end of the day.
That's right.
I'm going to do what God tell me to do, because he have the right. He have my heart.
Amen.
He know what's right for me. God wants you to work hard in your season. Accepting your season and working during the time that you're in your season and making the best of it. Make the best of your season.
Amen.
Colossians 3:23. Live through every season that God offer you, whether good or bad. The good seasons are rewarding, but the bad seasons don't last.
Amen.
Amen. I just told you, trouble don't last always.
That's right.
We wish we could wake up and fix everything. We can't. I wish I could wake up and my husband not is still here. Mm-hmm. I can't. You got to keep pressing in your season. Colossians 3:23 says what?
Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people.
Amen. Amen.
If you do it as unto the Lord, it's going to be gratifying.
Yes.
Yes.
Because only what you do for God is going to last.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything else you do, honey, you wasting your time. If God telling you to do it for yourself, it's going to last. If God telling you to do it for the church, it's going to last.
Amen.
If God telling you to do it at your job, it's going to last.
Yes.
But you heard what I say. If God telling you to do it, it's going to last.
Amen.
Not what you want to do. God's will be done.
Yes, Lord.
God's will is gratifying.
Yes.
God will work. His ways work. Yeah. Yeah. I will suck.
That's right.
I might say it funny, but it's the truth.
That's right. Amen.
My will suck. Mm-hmm. I don't know half the time what God gonna tell me. I'm gonna listen to God.
Amen.
I'm just as absent-minded as I could be without the Lord. And I'm telling the truth. This how you set people soul free. You be transparent. And you tell the truth.
Yes.
Do I have all the answers? No. My answer's what? So. Amen.
Amen.
God answers is the right answer.
That's right.
He always what? Right.
Yes.
I'm always what? Wrong. Mm-hmm. Unless he tell me what's right, I don't know.
That's right.
I'm jacked up. Toe up from the floor. And guess what? If you're not willing to admit you tore up from the floor up, you're going to stay tore up.
That's right.
Amen. That's
right. An alcoholic don't stop drinking until he says, I'm an alcoholic.
That's right.
A drug addict don't stop doing drugs until he says, I'm an addict.
Yep. Yeah.
When you admit it to yourself and you admit it to God, that means you surrender.
That's right.
Amen.
And then God can step in on his big white horse.
Yes.
And take you for a ride. But when you sitting there with your pride and holding that lip saying, I am not this, I know this, I got this, you's a lie.
That's right.
You suck too. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
Yes.
And if I can say I suck, I'm going to tell y'all y'all suck.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we don't know no better.
That's right.
That's why we are the children of God.
That's right.
That's why we are the sheep and he is the shepherd.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because when we go astray, he uses his wisdom and his staff and his shepherd-like love to drill us back in, to corral us back, and keep us from the wolves.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
I told, I don't know who I told, I think I told it to Sister Yvonne or somebody. I said I had a dream. And I had a dream I was in my bed sleeping, like, I mean, rested. Mm-hmm. It was so real. A gray, black, and white wolf with dark round eyes kept surrounding my bed.
Mm.
Till I woke up and I looked in his face. I'm telling you, I can see it right now. I looked in his face and he was looking in my face. He never pounced,
mm-hmm.
but I know from the look in his eyes, he was going to tear me apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the dream, an angel, I didn't see the angel clear, but I knew it had to be an angel, flew, or I saw the wings just fly over me and shoot him 6 times in the middle of his head, between his eyes, and he just said, and was gone. And that let me know that my angels is protecting me from the wolves.
Yes, yes, yes.
That my Father in heaven is my shepherd. And he watches over me even in my dreams.
Yes.
In my sleep. It was so real. See, when you wake up and you can vividly, verbatimly tell a dream, that's a spiritual dream. See, dreams you forget? Oh, Lord, well, that's just some cabbage. You didn't let me too much meatloaf. But after 6 o'clock, and you ain't getting an Alka-Seltzer. So you sitting up all night burping. That's the truth. That locked you up. I hate to go there. I jammed you. So you know, all that stuff in your spirit. So you're having nightmares. But when a spiritual dream, you cannot forget. I don't care how many years it's been. You can't forget that dream. Because it's like you woke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I was looking in this thing eyes. Looking at me, I'm looking at him. Mm-hmm. He never pounced, he never growled. But I could see in his eyes, he was coming to do me something.
Jesus.
And I watched that angel spirit just come down and shoot him 6 times right between his eyes. And he just vanished into ashes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm laying there like, was I asleep? Because it's like you don't even know if you sleep at that point.
Yeah.
Because it's so real.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I knew what God told me instantly. I'm fighting on your behalf.
Yeah.
Hey! Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to make sure the wolves don't tear you apart.
Yes, Jesus.
I got you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to live through every season.
Amen.
And last through it. The race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endured to the end.
Yes.
Go to Ecclesiastes 3:1. And, you know, we always talk about Ecclesiastes 3 because Ecclesiastes 3 talk about our seasons.
Yes.
Some seasons, boy, we wish we can't wait to get out. No, like they just ain't gonna never end. But it do.
Yes.
Read it, please.
For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Can you tell me, go read a little bit further down, a time to be what?
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest.
Yes, Jesus.
A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. Yes. A time to search and a time to quit searching. Mm-hmm. A time to keep and a time to throw away. Yes. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak.
Yes.
A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God got a time for everything.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God have a season for everything.
Yes.
You know why sometimes things don't be working? Because you're trying to operate out the season.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
You want to say, why this ain't working for me? I'm trying to do this and this and that, and it never worked. Like something blocking it. Mm-hmm. Yes. It ain't the season for that. You operate outside the season.
Mm.
The prayer is, Lord, show me what season I need to be in so I can prosper.
Yes.
So I can make a difference in this season. God didn't say the season was denied. He just put it off. It's delayed. Because you ain't ready for it.
Yes.
Some people, if they get a Mercedes Benz, they will never come to church.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be everywhere but at church.
Mm.
Some people, if they get a brand new car, baby. But long as them two rubber heels and that raggedy four rubber wheels, you can't. But the minute God bless you beyond measure, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
We got to remember to operate in our season.
Amen.
Sometimes we get a season where money just coming from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get a season where we can't get a dime. We be working as soon as we get this gone. Like, Lord, you done paid the bill before you got the check.
Amen.
And then sometimes we got a season where we just stash.
Yes.
Put away, put away, put away.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing ain't coming to take, to suck. I call them vampire bills. They just come and suck the life out you. Suck all the blood out your account. That's the vampire bills. Sickening. This coming from nowhere, biting on me. Leave me alone. I ain't paying you time ready to week. Get in line. Jesus. Psalms 104 and 19. Did I read that one already?
No, ma'am.
That Eve, okay.
You made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to set.
Amen.
Amen.
I told y'all about that. The moon marked the season and the sun know when to set. Know what that mean? When the sun go down, the moon know to come out. Mm-hmm. Now, if God could do that over the whole world, don't you think he got control over your season?
That's right.
Yes.
He know when the sun going to be out for you and he know when to sit down. I always tell people it's better to be asked to stand up than to be sit down.
Amen.
Yes.
Please don't sit me down, Jesus. Yes. That's so embarrassing.
Yes, Jesus.
Help me to know my place. Help me to know what time it is.
Yes.
God created everything, even you, to operate in season. The most important thing that can be done during your season that God has given you is to grasp and learn everything there is to know.
Mm-hmm.
grasp in that season and learn everything there is to know in your season. If God have you in a season on a job, learn everything there is to know on that job so you could be the supervisor.
Hey, glory, amen. Hallelujah.
So you could get ready to be promoted to the next level. You shouldn't be nowhere and stay in the same spot.
That's right.
Oh, girl, I've been working over here at the store for 50,000 years washing the toilet. What is the claim of fame in that? By 50,000 years, you should know how to put the toilet in and take it out. You've been washing that same toilet for 50,000 years? Yeah. You done missed many seasons, boo.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory,
hallelujah.
Amen. I ain't see that vision. If God have you in a season of dating, because some of us in a season of dating. If you're in a season of obtain data
that's good
from your dating opportunity. Dating is data. You date to get information. Study and find out what you need to ask this brother. How's your credit? How many houses you bought lost? How many cars was repossessed? How many children you got? And how many mamas you got with them children?
Amen.
I met a guy say he got 10 kids and 5 baby mamas.
Oh,
Lord. He's crying. I did. I was coming out the store. And he stopped me and said, oh, good evening, young lady. First of all, I was looking around. Where the young lady at? And I'm looking at him. So I just begin to patronize his stupidity.
Uh-huh.
And I say, I want to see where his intellect at.
Yes,
I'm going to start asking him some questions.
Yes.
This brother told me he got 5 baby mamas and 10 kids.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And got insulted when I said, no, I would not go out to dinner with you. Baby. Are you serious? Data, when you date, is data.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to do some exploration. You need to do some exploratory information
yeah.
on this brother. Dig up some stuff. Ask him, did you go to college? You ain't got to tell him that the first date. Wait a little while till y'all get a little familiar. Did you go to college? Did you finish high school?
What was your upbringing?
Yes! Who is your mama?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cause we can have, we can have some babies for the wrong people.
Yes, Jesus.
You can have everything, the status, the money. That's
everything, right.
And you still torn mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where's the DNA?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What God, do you have godly DNA?
Right.
Yes. Or you have Lucifer's DNA?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Yes.
What's floating in your bloodstream?
Right.
And that's for the men too.
Yes.
Amen.
Because they got some crazy women. Straight nuts.
Yeah.
They look just insane. Take them out to dinner and they have an emotional meltdown in the rest of the night.
Jesus.
Screaming and hollering like you done beat them to the, all the way to the restaurant.
Jesus.
Have you locked up?
Jesus.
Just as crazy as a bed. That's the truth.
Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Know in your season who you dating.
Amen.
You ain't gonna know everything, but find out as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about all the physical stuff.
Yeah.
Brother, what's going on in your head?
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Mind is right.
Brother, what's going on in your heart?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Because your hand and your heart connected.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The mind is the spirit, and the spirit is the mind.
Yes.
Your head and your heart connected. What's in your spirit, bro?
Yes.
I seen a lady live on Facebook. This man driving her to the woods. And she's screaming and hollering and kicking in the car. Saying, let me out. He done put the safety lock on where she couldn't get out.
Jesus.
He didn't know the phone was on. And she's screaming and hollering. He done drove off in the woods somewhere. When he discovered the phone was on, you could hear him destroying the phone. What?
Jesus.
What did he do? Crazy is a bad.
Yes. Yes, Jesus.
If God have you in a season of school, get your degree.
Amen.
Amen.
If God got you in a season of school, that means he paid for it at that time.
Yes. Amen.
Hey, yes. Get everything you could get.
That's right.
Because you might not get another opportunity to get the money to pay for it. That's the season you in. Get it.
Yes.
Don't just walk out of your season and be ignorant. Mm. God don't want us ignorant.
That's
Go
right.
to Thessalonians 4 and 13. He don't want us ignorant. See, illiteracy and ignorancy is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorant is knowing what to do and don't want to do it. Illiterate is mean you unlearn. You don't even know. You don't know. Can't nobody at DTM sit here and say they're not talking.
Amen.
That's right. You can't.
You just doing what you want.
That's
at
right.
that point. Thessalonians 4 and 13 says what?
And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope.
Amen. Amen. Some people just died with, is that the right one? Thessalonians 4 and 13? Mm-hmm. Try 2 Corinthians 2 and 11. Some people die with their vision.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no hope. I wanted that one too, but ain't no hope. Once you die, the vision is dead that you had. You either going to leave a legacy so it could be carried on through the next person. That means you spent your season and your time wisely. Like Pastor, he spent his season and his time wisely so we could be here.
Yes. Amen.
He left his building here when he died for us. That means he had a vision. It just didn't die with him. He said a vision was going to outlive it, and it did. And it's still going on. 2 Corinthians 2:11 said what?
So that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his schemes.
Amen.
Amen.
Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
That's right.
God don't want us to be ignorant.
Amen.
Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. That means he wants us to be smart as a snake, but be humble as a kitten or a lamb.
Amen.
Just because we wise and we smart don't mean we have to have pride.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And be honorary. Y'all know what honorary is? Heady minded. Big headed. Arrogant. God don't want us like that.
Mm-mm.
We should not be asleep like the heathen, but our eyes should be open. Every time you sit at DTM or every time you hear the word of God and you read the word of God, your eyes should open a little bit more.
Yes. Amen.
You cannot leave out that door and say you didn't learn nothing.
Amen.
That's pitiful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go nowhere where I ain't learning nothing.
I know that's right.
I'm hollering, hooping, tearing all the heels off my shoes, running around the church, sweating up my suit, and dumb as a box of rocks when I get ready to leave. Don't know A from Z. Mm-mm. I need to know, apply, obey, so I can get my miracle.
Yes.
Whatever you find yourself in the season of doing, get all you can do and get it all. can all you get and get all you can. Whatever season you get a hold of it.
Amen.
Can it up. Seal it up. I guarantee you, whatever season you into, can it and get it, you're going to be using it in the next season.
Amen.
Or in a season to come. God ain't going to put you in no season for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For you could just be lollygagging through the tulips. Mm-hmm. And forgetting. He wants you to learn from him. He'll give it to you again, yeah. But he want to know you learned your lesson from the first time.
Yes.
If you find a situation in your life where things are constantly being taken from you, pray to God and ask God, let replace that whatever I'm giving. Let somebody else give it. Yes. Or let somebody else do it. Push it away from me. Because I know what I need to sustain myself. He give us wisdom, y'all. Why we want to take God's wisdom and just put it in a can and just sit it on the shelf? Use it. He said, any man that asks wisdom, he give it to you freely.
Yes. That's right.
Use the wisdom he give you.
Yes.
In this season, and I want everybody to take me serious on this, which I'm serious about the word. But in this season, I want to see y'all start saving a little bit. Put a little bit something. I don't care if it's $20 when you get paid. Every time you get paid. Put it up. Put it away. Y'all better check out the times and the season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We got somebody trying to shut it down for the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He don't care what color you is. No, that ain't his priority.
Mm-mm.
His priority is the poor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His priority is taking from the poor and making sure the rich have more. But the Bible tells us the wealth of the wicked
is
stored up for the just.
Yes.
We just got to use wisdom to the wealth of the wicked get stored up for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we got to use wisdom. Watch and pray. Seek and find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Whatever you do for God, do it as unto the Lord from your heart.
Yes.
Don't be giving the Lord no whole jacked up stuff. Do it with a spirit of excellence.
Amen.
Yes.
If you only have $5, give it from your heart. He know what you got yet, and he know if you what you're holding back to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He know if you're trying to save that other $5 to go to Burger King, mm-hmm, when he told you to give it.
Mm-hmm.
Once that whopper go in, it's gonna come out. You ain't gonna see it no more.
Yes.
But at least with God, he overturned.
Amen. Amen.
I know I say stuff in a funny way, but I be so serious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If God be for us, who what?
Against us. That's right.
He said he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
That he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. We just need to learn how to walk in our season with God to make sure that everything God has for us, we get it.
Yeah.
And he placed you in here today so you will understand that right now you are in a season. And it don't last. If it's a bad season, it ain't gonna last. If it's a season of frustration, it ain't gonna last. Whatever season, no season don't last. Just like I told you, you can get a season of money, 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 it don't last forever.
That's right.
That season stop. Well, you gotta, and he'll get your break with it and start you all over somewhere else. That's just what he do.
Mm-hmm.
For your good.
Jesus.
He meant it for my good.
Yes, Jesus.
He meant it for my good. He pulled me out without a doubt, like I knew he would. Now I know no defeat. I'm strong when weak. He gave me a this song. Now I can sing on. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad. He what?
God meant it for my good.
He meant it for my good.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whatever season I'm in, he meant for my good.
Yes. Yes.
He want me to come out this season with a purple heart.
Yes.
A shining stone. You know how good you felt when you bring that A home to your mama? Instead of that red F. Because you know that red F was going to get you flagged.
That's right.
She was going to beat you with the right hand of fellowship. Mm. So you got your mind right. It feel good when we honor God.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You could disappoint your friends. You could disappoint your neighbors. You could disappoint your family. But don't never disappoint God.
Amen.
Because he ain't going to disappoint you.
Amen.
I'm serious. We make a bunch of promises, huh? Mm-hmm. But guess what? The promise that God make you never go unbroken.
Yes,
he never break them to you. Mm-hmm. Never. Because he love you.
That's right.
In my closing, I want you to remember, in your season, can all you get and get all you can. Because once that season passes, you may not never get it again.
Mm-hmm.
Take from it what you need to take from it. Use what you need to use. And take what you got to get what you want. If all you got is a little piece of the internet, use it. Amen.
Amen.
I love y'all. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.